This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in the U.S. said a fourth student died Wednesday, a day after a fellow high school student opened fire on Tuesday with a handgun his father had purchased 4 days earlier, killing four students in Oxford in the northern state of Michigan, about 40 miles or 65 kilometers from Detroit. Investigators in the U.S. are reviewing video and reading the writings of the 15-year-old boy on Wednesday as they seek clues to what drove him to go on a deadly shooting spree at his high school. Authorities say in addition to the four teenage students killed, a teacher and six other students were wounded, some critically. Police say the suspect was disarmed and taken into custody by sheriff's deputies minutes after the shooting began, but he has declined to speak with investigators after his parents retained a lawyer and denied authorities permission to interview their son. The World Health Organization warned Wednesday the world was creating toxic conditions for new COVID-19 variants like Omicron to emerge and then spread around the globe. The WHO said the combination of low vaccination coverage across the planet, mixed with very low testing to track the virus, was a fertile breeding ground. The UN Health Agency stressed that measures to stop the globally dominant Delta variant would also hinder Omicron. Omicron was first reported to the WHO from South Africa on November 24th, while the first known laboratory-confirmed case was identified from a specimen collected on November 9th. The Netherlands said Tuesday it had found the variant in two samples taken on November 19th and 23rd, one having recently been to Southern Africa and the other having no travel history at all. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union Home Affairs Commissioner said on Wednesday the number of migrants arriving in the Belarus capital Minsk has slowed, and many are being returned to their home countries. She told reporters in Brussels the inflow of new migrants into Minsk has more or less stopped totally, but she went on to warn the EU had to be vigilant in its dealings with Belarus, stating she does not trust President Alexander Lukashenko and the Belarusian regime. Top European Union migration officials offered Wednesday to ease asylum rules for Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia in response to what the EU says is a hybrid attack by Belarus to destabilize the bloc using migrants. Around 8,000 people, many from Iraq, have crossed into the three EU countries since the beginning of the year. President Alexander Lukashenko is accused of luring them to Belarus with the promise of helping them enter Europe in revenge for EU sanctions against his government and companies. Ugandan troops stepped up their deployment in eastern DR Congo on Wednesday, witnesses said, the second day of an operation against a notorious rebel group. Ugandan soldiers were seen crossing into the Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday after their armed forces launched air and artillery strikes from within Ugandan territory. The target is the Allied Democratic Forces, a group blamed for massacres in eastern DRC and attacks in the Ugandan capital, in which the so-called Islamic State describes as an affiliate. The DRC last week gave its approval to a Ugandan offer to pursue the ADF on its soil, where it's been holed up since the mid-1990s. There's been no official indication on the number of troops being deployed or how long the operation will last. On Tuesday, the Ugandan Armed Forces spokesman said bombardments had successfully hit targets and that ground operations would hunt down so-called terrorists. And the United Nations said Wednesday urban poverty is on course to triple in Myanmar, pushing nearly half the population below the poverty line next year, as the twin impact of the pandemic and a military coup threaten progress made the past decade. The army seized power from the elected civilian government of Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi February 1st, unleashing political and economic turmoil as it sought to crush opposition and hurting efforts to fight the coronavirus. In the worst-case scenario, the United Nations estimates the numbers of those living below the poverty line in Myanmar could double to more than 46%, while urban poverty is expected to triple by 2022. To stand at 37%. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.